In our world today, there's lots of arguments and debate. There's debate over which sports team is the best and which laws should be implemented. There's debates over which soda brands are the best and which fictional comic book universes are the best. There are also arguments over religious matters. Baptism is the subject of many of these arguments. Different groups have tried to disprove the essentiality of baptism. Much of this so-called proof consists of hypothetical scenarios meant to make a case against baptism. One common argument against baptism is the story of the thief on the cross. It is argued that since this thief wasn't baptized, we don't have to be baptized. Despite these claims, the thief on the cross does not, under any circumstance, disprove the essentiality of baptism. The thief on the cross didn't need to be baptized because Jesus had forgiven his sins. It is clearly established in the Gospels that Jesus has both the authority and the power to forgive sins. In John chapter 5, verses 26 through 27, it's shown that Christ has the authority to execute judgment. Jesus also has the authority to forgive sins. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. For context, this passage is the story of the paralytic man. Verse 6 says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." The rest of the verse continues the story of the paralytic man. Because Jesus has all authority, he would definitely have the authority to forgive the thief on the cross. There are other examples of Jesus forgiving individuals who were not baptized in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 7, he forgave the sinful woman. In Luke chapter 19, he forgave Zacchaeus. And in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, he forgave the men who were crucifying him. As far as we know, these people weren't baptized, but their sins were forgiven by Jesus. These examples show Jesus' authority to forgive sins and also that forgiving the thief on the cross wasn't the only instance of forgiveness. Saying that we don't have to be baptized because the thief on the cross wasn't baptized makes no sense. Jesus forgave his sins, therefore he didn't need to be baptized. He also didn't have to be baptized because he was under the new covenant. The new covenant was first mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. It acts as Jesus' last will and testament. Please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through 17. It reads, "And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives." Jesus' death established the new covenant that was taught on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Under this new covenant, baptism is essential to gaining salvation. The thief on the cross was under the old law, but the old law is no longer in effect, as explained in Galatians chapter 3, verses 19 through 25. The old law is the tutor that brought us to the new covenant. Therefore, we are to be baptized because we are no longer under the old law. Under the new covenant, we are required to be baptized. This is plainly laid out in the New Testament. Acts 2:38 states that we must repent and be baptized. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and Mark 16:16 also show the essentiality of baptism. In Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Paul says that he was told to arise and be baptized. If these verses are not enough to show the importance of baptism, the book of Acts gives several examples of conversion, all of which include baptism. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, the Ethiopian eunuch is baptized immediately after hearing the gospel. In Acts chapter 10, verses 25 through 28, Cornelius was baptized. In Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 34, the Philippian jailer was baptized. All of these verses and examples of baptism show how crucial baptism is. Despite claims that baptism is not required for salvation, the New Testament clearly shows that we must be baptized. Man cannot change God's commands to suit their needs or comfort. We must follow the commands in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, to not add or take away from God's word.